views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. If you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, you can give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, the H5N1 bird flu has trickled into England, into a turkey-raising area, and killed thousands of turkeys, 20-something thousand turkeys, and the authorities are destroying 136,000 turkeys to quarantine the area and eliminate any possibility that this will smolder on in that group of turkeys in England. And, of course, there's not yet been any cases of H5N1 bird flu reported in humans in England, but there's a lot of traffic from people going from Asia to England, from England to Canada, from England to the United States, from people from Asia to the United States, and all over the place. And so this is kind of creeping westward. You remember early last year, the H5N1 was identified in the countries of Turkey, Romania, some North African countries, and all kinds of Asian countries, including Hong Kong and China and Thailand, Cambodia, and so on. And so this is, tends to be creeping westward. I'm sure it has to do with either or both migration of birds and human traffic moving all over the world, jet travel and automobile travel and so forth, train travel, boat travel. And so I suspect this year, and we've already had the H5N1 bird flu identified in Pennsylvania, a small flock of mallard ducks, and in Lake Erie on trumpeter swans. And so it's kind of smoldering around, low grade, but the experts say that this year, certainly they keep talking about this year, they said that last year, but I guess the flu season extends from the last 3 months of the year last year and the first 3 months of the year this year. And so the year of the flu kind of straddles the new year. And but there is a concern. It's not if it's going to hit, it's when it's going to hit. And their concern is, of course, this is a highly volatile virus, H5N1, very, very unstable, and there's already 253 strains, any one of which can mix with the swine flu, Asian flu, whatever, and become very hot and allow it to go from person to person. And so they have draconian plans to deal with the pandemic when it occurs, not if it occurs, but when it occurs. And I want to remind you that we do have a CD out called H5N1 Bird Flu, How to Be a Victor, Not a Victim. And this is actually put together by Dr. Milan and myself. And it tells you the history of the H5N1 bird flu going back into 1918, where 500,000 Americans were killed in a six-week period by this H5N1 virus, and 50 million people were killed worldwide. And the experts are predicting when it gets hot and is able to jump from person to person, they're fully expecting somewhere between 2 and 10 million Americans to be killed by a pandemic of this virus, H5N1, and somewhere around 500 million to 1 billion people killed worldwide. And so this is not something you want to play with. You want to get a hold of that CD, H5N1 Bird Flu, How to Be a Victor, Not a Victim. It tells you how to store up food that does not require cooking, including canned meats and canned fish and the Nature's Way shake and the Nature's Way nutrition bars. Be sure to accumulate cases of bottled water, say one or two cases a week per person, and then you want to get the 90 essential nutrients. It might be a little pricey for people to get a 30-day or 60-day or 90-day supply of the Pig Pack Plus, and so you want to look at the anti-aging premium pack, the daily premium packs, which come in these little envelopes. They come in 30s and 60s so that you can, depending on your body weight, do it appropriately. There's the Ultra Body Toddy and the EFAs. That would give you the 90 essential nutrients, but you need to have about a three-month supply, and this is why. Again, they're saying a Category 1 is fewer than 90,000 deaths, which is comparable to seasonal flu in the United States. Right now, on the average, about 37,000 Americans are killed by just your everyday street flu. 35 to 37,000 are killed each year during the flu season. Now, that's Category 1. Category 2, 90,000 to 449,000 deaths. Category 3, 450,000 to 899,000 deaths. Category 4, 900,000 to 1.8 million deaths. This is just the United States alone. Category 5, more than 1.8 million deaths, comparable to the 1918 pandemic. And so this is front page stuff. And when they run the material, they run it constantly on the network news. And so we do have to collect our 90 essential nutrients. I'd say a three-month supply for each person. Get the cheaper version of it, the Ultra Body Toddy and the EFAs, or the daily premium packs, the anti-aging daily premium packs. The little envelopes, you can get, again, boxes of 30 or boxes of 60 for each person, depending on their body weight, and then the Nature's Way nutrition bars and the Ultra, or the Nature's Way shake, vanilla or chocolate, because you don't need to cook it. Canned fish, canned meats, canned vegetables. Start accumulating a little bit of that stuff each paycheck, and you want to have just tap water, plastic gallons of water to flush toilets as long as you can. If you have two bathtubs, fill one with water. Seems sort of a little extreme. Well, when the bird flu hits, people who produce clean water and electricity and other fuels, deliver food, UPS, they're either going to be dead, scared, or whatever, and so the supply of stuff is going to come to a halt. So they have terrible plans. Watch the movie Outbreak, and you'll see what's coming when this hits. Stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way after these messages.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
to accumulate stuff to protect yourself and your loved ones and neighbors and workmates and churchmates against the H5N1 bird flu. Don't forget the ancient legacy antimicrobial essential oils, things like eucalyptus, things like tea tree oil, the black spruce. When you have those things on hand, the colloidal silver, the antibacterial hand soap. You want some laundry soap to be able to put in a garden sprayer and spray all over the place. If you want to know how to do this stuff, you want to get a hold of the book God Bless America and look at the chapter on predators and terrorists. It tells you how to store things, how to prepare for the bird flu, and you want to get a hold of the Passport to Aromatherapy. Those two books will give you the information you need to be able to survive. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, I've got a story that came off the Associated Press, and the headline here is FDA approves first non-prescription sale of diet pill. And the first line says, they say, dieters have a new tool, the first government-approved non-prescription diet pill. And basically what this is GlaxoSmithKline PLC, they have now put out a new version called Ally, A-L-L-I, and it's basically just a watered-down version of Zinical that's been being made by Roche for the last several years. And according to Dr. Charles Ganley, he's the FDA's director of non-prescription products, he says the drug is intended for use along with diet and exercise programs, going on to say using the drug alone is unlikely to be beneficial. During the trials, they found that people lost 5 pounds through diet and exercise, and for every 5 pounds they lost through diet and exercise, they would lose an additional 2 to 3 pounds using Orlistat, which is the chemical name for it. And it just funny how they'll approve things like this, but then they won't allow the use of, you know, essential fatty acids and things to have things on their label to promote health claims. But they will put out basically this is one of these fat blocking drugs. They figure it'll cost about $1 or $2 a day, and the company GlaxoSmith expects that they'll probably be able to sell 5 to 6 million doses of this stuff a year.
Wow. Well, the problem with something like that, unless you're taking in the minerals to stop the cravings and the binge eating and the munchies and the pike and the cribbing, even though the product blocks some fat, which reduces fat calories, it doesn't block sugar and it doesn't block carbohydrates, and I guarantee you people are going to gain weight on that kind of program.
They actually do recommend that people use the multivitamin when they're taking the drug.
Won't work.
Because that's not a mineral.
Well, they might have a few minerals in there, but they're so the amounts are so small, will not have a positive clinical effect. You need significantly larger amounts of minerals to stop the munchies and cravings, because the first perceptible symptoms of mineral deficiency, significant mineral deficiencies, which result in being overweight and obese, is pica, cribbing, the munchies, binge eating, and cravings. And so just blocking fat, even if you're taking a multivitamin, that's not going to cut it. They're kind of throwing that in because there are fat-soluble vitamins, A, D, E, and K, and without fat in your diet, without being able to absorb fat, because it's being blocked, you cannot absorb these fat-soluble vitamins, and they're trying to hedge their bet there a little bit. But I foresee troubles down the road with that one.
Sounds like it. In fact, they say the side effects are you could get loose stools or oily spotting. They recommend that people that are organ transplants should not take the over-the-counter drug, and those with blood-thinning medicines or being treated for diabetes or thyroid disease should consult their physician before taking this drug. So
well, that's everybody in America.
Yeah, once again, all the side effects are probably outweigh the benefits. Got another story here, also an Associated Press story. And the headline on this one is autism rate about 1 in 150 higher than previous estimates. Back in 2002, they did a study, and they were thinking that it was about 5.5 in 1,000. And they say the new average, and this comes from the CDC, is 6.6 kids per 1,000. And, you know, to me it just seems like I don't remember there being that many autistic kids, you know, when I was younger. It just seems like this is starting to be a snowball effect.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there weren't a lot of autistic kids when you and I were younger. And what's happening here is that young mothers aren't getting nutrition prior to conception and certainly throughout early pregnancy when the brain is forming. there are a lot of kids who are born normal, but by the time they're 2 years old, have autism because they're being raised on nothing but dry cereal, instant cereals, apple juice, grape juice, Pop-Tarts. They get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch and macaroni and cheese for dinner. All they get is carbohydrates and sugar. No food for the brain. And that's the problem. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, I'm going to get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It's not just another low-carb diet book. This book tells the history, the technologies, the people, the policies involved that have created the epidemic of people being overweight and obese in America and other industrialized nations. And the book also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. That's the book called Hell's Kitchen. Now, you buy the book Hell's Kitchen from your Youngevity associate, and ask for your free copy of the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Well, let's head to British Columbia, Canada, and Elizabeth, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. Thank you very much. I called yesterday about my mom, who was diagnosed with chronic leukemia and gastritis, And so you helped me giving me some recommendations. My question was, you know, because she has that gastritis, anything she eats raw or you know, any juices, usually she gets gastritis symptoms. And so I was just wanting to confirm, is it okay for her to get the cabbage juice? It's a raw cabbage juice, isn't it? And then all the other...
So what you do is you don't let her drink an 8-ounce glass.
Uh-huh.
So you start her out with a quarter of a teaspoon.
Okay.
And then if that doesn't cause any problems, you know, an hour later you go to a half a teaspoon. If that doesn't cause any problems, an hour later you give her a teaspoon. And then the next day you kind of work up a little bit to the point where she's getting a full dose. But, you know, it would take a week to kind of gradually work up to a full dose.
So what is a full dose?
A full dose is about 8 ounces over the day.
8 ounces over the day.
Yeah, okay. You know, kind of sip on it throughout the day. So, you know, by the time evening time comes, you finish an 8-ounce glass of it. It might be a tablespoon at a time or a teaspoon at a time. But I'd start out with just a quarter of a teaspoon.
Okay, and for all the other things you told me she should take, she's okay with starting right away?
Same thing. The liquid, you start out a quarter of a teaspoon and take it with food as opposed to on an empty stomach.
All right.
Do not let her take any of this stuff, including the cabbage juice, on an empty stomach.
Okay, no empty stomach. Okay.
I mean, she must be eating something, otherwise she would have faded away into nothing. So what is she able to eat?
Well, everything that is cooked. Like vegetables cooked and fruit that are cooked, all that stuff.
Okay, good. Yeah. So when she has a full tummy, mm-hmm. then you start her out with a quarter of a teaspoon of the cabbage juice and a quarter of a teaspoon of the various liquids we talked about,
okay.
but only after she has a full stomach on what she can tolerate.
Okay, very good.
That makes sense?
Yeah, exactly.
It would be very, you know, good nursing care and common sense comes into play here. You don't want to bounce 8 ounces of cabbage juice off of somebody who has a normal stomach on an empty stomach, let alone somebody who has gastritis. And so when she has a full stomach with cooked vegetables and things that she can tolerate, she should have some protein, whether it's an egg or fish or meat or something. She can't just live on cooked vegetables. Where is she getting her protein?
Yeah, she does. She does eat meat.
Okay, good. So cooked meat, like ground meat or nice roast beef or something like that. Chicken, and then of course when she has a full stomach, then she can start out with a teaspoon or a quarter, better yet a quarter of a teaspoon of these liquids and a quarter of a teaspoon of cabbage juice. I wouldn't do it all at the same time. I would do different ones at different meals and then slowly, gradually work up, and she may say, ooh, that doesn't feel good, then you want to back down a little bit. Okay, well, stick with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And that does open up a line. If you'd like to get in and talk to Dr. Wallach today, give us a call on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Florida. And Brenda, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Brenda. You're on the air.
Dr. Wallach, I'm calling about a problem regarding my left eye. I have central retinal vein occlusion. And I've had this problem pending since April. And last week I had an occlusion in the left eye, and my vision decreased substantially. They explained it as a stroke in your eye where you get a clog in the central retinal vein, and then I have probably about 50 hemorrhages in the eye itself now. I have been on the Longevity for about a year and a half, take several of the products, and I really don't know what else to do. Just wondered if you...
What products are you taking?
I'm on the Classic, Osteo, Glucogel, EFA, Selenium, and the Vision.
Okay, good. Good combination. And here's, what do you weigh, dear?
I weigh 160.
Okay, well, here's what I would add to your program. Number one, I would be sure that you're taking six of the EFAs a day and six of the EFA pluses a day. Add the EFA pluses to that. So you're going to take three of each for breakfast and three of each for dinner. But also get a wonderful little product called Nightly Essence. And that particular product has enzymes in it, including nattokinase, which is legendary for supporting healthy blood flow through arteries and veins.
Okay.
And it's called nattokinase, and it's a prominent feature of that product, again, called Nightly Essence. You could take two or three of those before bed, a glass of water. I would also take what we call Ultimate Daily Tablets. And I would take three twice a day. And Ultimate Daily Tablets are designed to specifically support and promote healthy cardiovascular system, whether it's in the eye or the heart or the brain, kidneys, doesn't matter. It supports and promotes healthy cardiovascular system as well as encourage and support and promote healthy blood flow through arteries and veins. And so I would take three of those twice a day. Now, it's equally important to stay away from the bad stuff, which would include fried foods and margarines and cooking oils and meat cooked well done, burnt animal meats, burnt anything, carbonated drinks, alcohol, because these things all either directly or indirectly support or promote the production of free radicals, which will damage the veins in the eye and the arteries in the eye. And the retina, very, very important. Wouldn't hurt to also throw in some antioxidants. If you prefer capsules, you can use the Beyond Juice and take, say, two of the veggie FX and two of the fruit FX with breakfast and dinner for a total of 4 a day each. If you prefer liquids, you can use either the Vitali, which is a blend of 14 fruits and vegetables. It looks and tastes like wine, but there's no alcohol in it. Great antioxidant, very high auric value, 2,228 auric points. Or one of our newer ones out called Cocogivity, and it has the dark chocolate and the mangosteen, goji, Siberia, and cherry juices. And this has, I think it's 2,600 plus some auric points. So it's like 400 more auric points per serving than even the Vitali, which is one of the greatest ones on the market. So that's kind of the direction I would go. You want to have antioxidants to help protect all tissues in the body, in particular the retina of the eye and the lining of blood vessels. I would also stay away from the bad stuff, fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats, carbonated drinks. And I would definitely throw in the Ultimate Daily Tablets, three twice a day, and then keep doing what you're doing, except I would add the extra EFA pluses. And then call me, say, once every 10 to 14 days or anytime you have an exam or something. Bring me up to date. Give me a progress report, and we'll walk through this together. We'll be back after these messages.
And that does open a line. Give us a call on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, be sure to get a hold of that book from your Youngevity associate, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. And but when you buy that book, Hell's Kitchen, from your Youngevity associate, you want to make sure that you ask for your free CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Bentley Creek, Pennsylvania, and Velma, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Velma, you're on the air.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach. I have a medical politics question.
Okay, good.
Okay, Governor Perry from Texas made a mandatory cervical cancer vaccine for girls aged 9 and up in his state. And I read that it includes inactive proteins that come from HPV type 6, 11, 16, and 18 as the main ingredients. But I don't know how long it has been tested or anything. I can't find anybody, you know, to tell me about how these girls are going to be affected in the future.
Sure. Okay, well, HPV is human papillomavirus, which is a virus that creates warts. And to my knowledge, now I could be wrong, but I've looked myself, and I can't find where they have directly attributed cervical cancer to an attack by the HPV virus. What I understand is that there is an association with antibodies in the blood saying that these women have had contact with this virus. There's, I don't know if it's 30% or 40% of these women show antibodies of contact with this human papillomavirus when they have cervical cancer, which is higher than the general population of women, which may be 5%. And so that's kind of what I've seen. And I have never seen a study where they took the HPV virus of any strain and injected it into laboratory animals, including primates, and created cervical cancer. And so I think it's one of these association things as opposed to a direct cause. It's not too difficult of a reach to say, okay, when somebody has any kind of cancer, they're certainly going to have a distressed immune system. They're going to be more susceptible to other things, such as shingles and viruses from warts and those kinds of things. They're going to have a higher rate of those kinds of viruses, herpes, and, you know, type 1 and 2, and so on. And so I think it's probably a reach. As I understand, this governor has stock in the company that actually manufactures the vaccine and so forth, and that may be so simplistic. You say, no, it can't be that. And he may be the sort of person who's just driven because he believes in the vaccine, but I think it's criminal to require anybody, let alone children, you know, under the age of 21, to be force them to take this. And certainly, I think there's an out. I think if parents sign a paper and say, okay, we don't want our kids to have it, they have an out. So on one hand, it's an obligatory thing, and if you don't sign the paper, the kids are going to get the vaccine. If you're proactive and sign the paper and make sure it gets to those who are waiting for the paper, signed papers, vaccination won't occur. And so personally, that's what I would do, and just teach these girls good personal hygiene, because these viruses are transmitted by fingers. So when they use the bathroom, they're using toilet paper and so forth, they need to make sure they wash their hands and watch handling doorknobs in public places. Very interesting. Yesterday, and I think I announced this during the show, that they found out during a big study that there's more germs, including human papillomavirus for warts and flu and colds and everything else, on the handles of carts in grocery stores than there is in bathrooms and public places. That's pretty scary. And so, you know, a little 9-year-old girl could be pushing a cart to the grocery store, and somebody with warts on their hands could sneeze and put the cold virus and the wart virus on that thing, and she could push the cart and then go to the bathroom and, you know, using toilet paper somehow touch herself and contaminate herself with those viruses and get a human papillomavirus. It's pretty scary. But certainly I have never seen of anything. I've never seen it even in the newspapers. I've never seen it anywhere in scientific literature where they've been able to produce cervical cancer with a infection with human papillomavirus. I don't know if that helps you, but I certainly wouldn't let my daughters or granddaughters or anybody I know, if they ask me, I'd say, hey, I would sign the paper and not get it. That help you out?
Much, Doc.
Okay.
Dr. Wallach, I have 3 granddaughters, and this is why I was calling, and I didn't want them to get it.
Sure. Well, sign the paper. Get somebody, you know, a responsible adult in the family to sign the paper that they shouldn't get it. Although they say it's obligatory, there is a fail-safe system, so if you don't want them to have it, you have to go down there and sign the papers and things. I think you're out of the loop then. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And you bet, Velman. If you find any paperwork or any research that says that they've been able to cause cervical cancer with an induced infection under laboratory circumstances with this virus, I need to hear about it. But I think it's an association. People with high levels of these antibodies have a higher rate of cervical cancer, and I think they're just making an associative jump. Okay? All right, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska, and Bill, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, Doc.
Hi.
I have a young boy here, 2.5 years old, that has asthma. I need some nutritional advice for him.
Sure. Okay. You have any idea what he weighs?
44 pounds.
Okay. Well, what I would do is make sure that he's getting the 90 essential nutrients, and this could be something like, Tropical Plus. It's a teaspoon for 20 pounds of body weight twice a day, so I'd give him 2 teaspoons of the Tropical Plus at breakfast and 2 teaspoons of the Tropical Plus at dinner, or the Ultra Body Toddy. He can have 2 teaspoons of the Ultra Body Toddy at breakfast and 2 teaspoons of the Ultra Body Toddy for dinner. And equally important are the EFAs and the EFA Plus. As a guy his size, I'd have him take 1 EFA and 1 EFA Plus at breakfast and 1 EFA and 1 EFA Plus for dinner. These are soft gel capsules. The EFAs are kind of a dark green. They almost look black in subdued light. They're very dark green. And then the EFA Pluses are an amber color in these soft gel capsules. And 4.5, he should have back teeth big enough he can kind of chew them up. Kids like the EFAs. The EFA Pluses taste a little fishy, so he may have to squish it, puncture it and squish it into something else. But it's absolutely essential to get these nutrients that you find in either the Tropical Plus or the Ultra Body Toddy and the EFAs and EFA Pluses into him. And then, you know, obviously if he has an inhaler and those kind of things, you need to keep him around for emergencies. But then watch what happens. Give me a call every, week or 2 weeks after you get him on this regimen and give me a progress report. It's equally important to keep him away from things like sugar and burnt foods and carbonated drinks and so on. And, you know, give him eggs for breakfast and hamburger patties as opposed to dry cereals and apple juice. Okay?
Of course.
Okay. Thanks. Give me a call if you get him started and let me know how he does. I have a lot of experience with kids and adults with asthma, and a little approach like this will support and promote a healthy respiratory system. Okay?
Very good.
Okay, sir. Thanks for calling. Okay, yeah, this is a common thing in kids and adults. And by supporting the whole body, including the respiratory system, with these nutrients, you will find that these kids just do wonderful.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Chocoholics, come in and listen to this one. We actually have the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. If you need to lose 10, 25, 50 pounds or so, and you're a chocoholic, you need to try Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Individually wrapped chocolate chews with cocogen. Cocogen is a natural substance you find in cocoa, and it ramps up your metabolism safely so you burn more calories, dampens your appetite. And, I mean, this is a fun way to lose weight. You take one of these chocolate chews 15 minutes before a meal, and you won't be hungry, and you're going to burn more calories. What a way to lose weight. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Wow. Chocolate lovers, listen up. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled D-O-C, dot K-S-C-O, dot com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Back. Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's go to Idaho. And, Ted, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Ted. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I just got a quick question.
Yeah.
We ordered some product, and we have the Tangy Tangerine and also the Earth Minerals.
Okay.
And just starting out, the minerals are in the tangerine, but are we supposed to kind of double up on that for the first, like, the first month or so?
What do you weigh?
Me, oh, probably 185.
Yeah. Well, it's 1 ounce. The recommended dose is 1 ounce of the rainforest and 1 ounce of the tangy tangerine per 100 pounds of body weight. So 180 pounds, I would just go with 2 ounces a day, which would be an ounce at breakfast and an ounce at dinner of each one.
Okay.
And then did you get some of the EFAs to go along with that?
Yes.
Okay, good. And the glucogel?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you're covering all your bases.
Okay, and my wife's got high blood pressure, and also she's taking diabetic medicine, and also high blood pressure. Now should she kind of watch that?
Here's what I would have her do is use the same program you do. It's an ounce per 100 pounds of body weight. Divide it up, you know, when you calculate the dose, and divide it up half in the morning, half at night. But you need to add a couple of things to that. If she has diabetes and hypertension, number one, I'd get her a bottle of the OsteoFX, the liquid calcium. And she needs to take, how big is she? What does she weigh?
Oh, 140.
Okay. Then I'd have her take a tablespoon of the OsteoFX with breakfast, a tablespoon at dinner, and then 2 tablespoons at bedtime. This is going to require 2 bottles of the OsteoFX. This won't be forever, but probably the first 90 days. And then for the diabetes, I'd have her take the Sweeties. This is going to give her all the known essential nutrients to support and promote healthy blood pressure levels, healthy blood sugar levels. And she will need to monitor her blood pressure and monitor her blood sugar. And just do what she's been empowered to do by her doctor. As her blood sugar drops, she's going to have to reduce her medication. Not going to cold turkey off of it, but reduce it based on what they've taught her to do. As her blood sugar drops, she needs to take less medication. As her blood pressure drops, she needs to reduce her medication. And it just takes monitoring. We have to be responsible and continue to monitor blood sugar and blood pressure. And in that way, she'll know exactly how much medication to take. And many people are able to very quickly significantly reduce their medication. And if you don't monitor it and reduce your medication, you keep taking the same amount of, say, insulin or pills that you've been taking for years, and you then throw in these nutrients, it's likely that the blood sugar is going to drop, and the blood pressure will drop significantly, and it'll be too much medication. And so you have to monitor it on a daily basis and then react appropriately, as she's been empowered to do. Test, and then either take more or less medication based on the blood sugar and blood pressure test. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, and then on the sweeties, one in the morning or one at night?
Yeah, at 140, I'd start her out with, what's her blood sugar running, you know?
Yeah, she told me too, and I don't remember now. It's 100. How much blood sugar?
100 what?
160.
Yeah. Well, I'd have her go with two of the sweeties in the morning with breakfast and two in the evening with dinner. And again, she needs to monitor her blood sugar because she will see a dramatic difference.
Thank you much for your help.
You're very welcome. And then if you will, you know, give me a call on a regular basis, say, and you're welcome to call anytime, but certainly don't wait longer than 10 to 14 days and give me a progress report, okay?
Very good. Thanks for your help.
Hey, you bet, Ted. Thanks for calling. All right. Okay, I have just a moment left here, and I will remind people about the bird flu. It's in England now. In birds, to my knowledge, it has not caused a case of human bird flu yet, but the H5N1 is a virus that changes very rapidly. It has 253 varieties or species of this virus, and so you do want to protect yourself. You want to get a hold of that CD, the H5N1 bird flu, how to be a victor, not a victim. Get a hold of the book God Bless America and the book Passport to Aromatherapy. Cover yourself, begin to store food and water, food that doesn't need cooking, like Nature's Way Shake and the Nature's Way Nutrition Bars, and antioxidants and your 90 essential nutrients in food, meat, fish, vegetables, and water that don't require cooking. God bless each and every one of you. God bless your troops. Thank you so much, Doug and Bill. Superlative job as usual, and God bless America.
Dead Doc Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.